The Earthworm and the Dragonfly. One summer evening, it was muggy and hot. An area of dark clouds over the ridge of western hills was outlined beautifully by the golden sun. A blue dragonfly was flying close to the lake's surface. Her thin and transparent wings were colorful under the sunlight. She lowered her abdomen from time to time to let her tail touch the water and quickly lay her eggs. The dragonfly deposited all her eggs and was hungry from the effort. Then she hovered over a swampy area near the lake, using her round and drum-shaped eyes to search for a fly in the air to eat. There were plentiful weeds and blooming colorful flowers in the low-lying areas. The dragonfly saw a fly approaching a clump of serrated plants and followed. Unexpectedly, these plants turned out to be Venus flytraps. The Venus flytrap's rapidly closing blades caught the dragonfly's wings when it happened to land on it. The dragonfly desperately tried to break free, breaking one wing in the process, and eventually fell to the ground. An earthworm came out from the soil at this time and saw the dragonfly. He was curious and went over to greet her. "Madame Dragonfly, you are a rare guest, and not one often seen here on the ground." The dragonfly gloomily replied, "My wing is injured and I cannot fly." The earthworm saw that one of the dragonfly's wings appeared to be slightly drooping and inquired, "What can I help you with?" The dragonfly sadly replied, "My wing is only slightly injured. I need to rest for 1 or 2 days and should be fully recovered. I think it's going to rain. If I should get caught in the rain and have to go without food, I might die this very evening from the cold. I'm very hungry now. Can you possibly help me get something to eat?" The earthworm felt for the dragonfly and wanted to comfort her. "Don't worry, I'll get you something to eat right now and we'll return soon." The earthworm rolled up some decayed leaves of grass and roots and returned. The dragonfly looked at this offering, smiled bitterly, and said, "You are very sincere in your attempt, but I don't eat this type of food. I prefer to eat fresh, small, flying insects." The dragonfly thought the earthworm was nice to help, but would not be able to catch her flies. She felt helpless and began to cry. Thick, dark storm clouds appeared in the sky, followed by a bright flash and a loud sound from thunder. Heavy rains would soon pour down. The earthworm found several curved leaves and inserted the ends of the leaves into the soil in an arch to create a leaf tent on top of the dragonfly so that she would not get wet. The dragonfly watched the earthworm make shelter from the leaves and began to feel safer. She stopped crying. After the leaf tent was completed, the earthworm started to think, "How can I catch small flying insects for the dragonfly to eat?" He thought and thought. And suddenly, he was reminded that he had occasionally encountered an ant house when digging holes. He had seen the ants collecting small flying insects in their house sometimes. The earthworm and the ants were close neighbors. Sometimes the ants used wormholes to expand their home and had always treated each other in a friendly manner. The earthworm said to the dragonfly, "I've got an idea. I will go to the ants' house to beg for some small flying insects for you." The dragonfly knew the ants were small, but very aggressive. She had seen the ant clusters attacking injured insects in order to eat them. The dragonfly had always kept a safe distance from the ants after seeing this. After seeing the earthworm's plan to ask the ants for help, the dragonfly feared that it might be too dangerous. She tried to stop the earthworm from leaving, but he had already dug into the earth and was on his way to the ants. The earthworm arrived at the ant home and proceeded to explain the reason for his visit to the soldiers who were guarding the ant home. The ant soldiers took him to their queen. The queen listened to what the earthworm came to ask for and responded without any hesitation, "You are my good friend and so caring that I will do this favor for you." The queen arranged for more than 10 ant workers to collect some fresh small flies and sent them off with the earthworm. The dragonfly was uneasy when she saw the earthworm return, followed by a long line of ants. The dragonfly feared an ant attack since she couldn't fly to safety. She struggled to get up. The earthworm quickly stepped forward to stop the dragonfly from moving and told her, "The ants are my good friends and have helped to bring you some small flying insects." The dragonfly heard this and became very happy. Then she enjoyed the delicious meal brought by the ants. The thunderstorm passed quickly, and the dragonfly slept comfortably in the tent made of leaves. She woke up the next morning and found that the earthworm was still waiting on the side, which was very touching. The injured wing of the dragonfly was now straight, so she vibrated her wings and flew up into the sky. The dragonfly flew back to the ground and was very grateful to the earthworm. "Thank you very much for your selfless act of helping me when I was most in need. Please give my thanks to the ants that also came to my aid so generously." The earthworm smiled and replied, "Not at all. I'm also very happy to help you. Every creature has its use in the world. We live in the same global village. How can it not try to save one in need?" It was time to leave. The dragonfly recommended to the earthworm, "I'm very sensitive to the weather. I have a hunch that there will be storms in the coming days. You inhabit the depressions, which may be submerged by flooding. You and the ants should move as soon as possible to higher ground as to avoid disaster." The earthworm agreed with the dragonfly's premonition. He quickly told the queen. The queen said she had the same hunch and prepared to move. Thus, they both moved to higher ground immediately. After the dragonfly went away, a few days of rain followed and caused the lake to overflow and the low-lying areas became a small pond. The earthworm thought, "Because we followed the advice of the dragonfly, we avoided becoming fish food. It seems that helping others is also helping yourself."